Cornucopia Radio presents.
Yeah. Chin up there, bud. See you later, yeah?
See in Our Community by Paul M. Ismail.
Right then, while they're all out and about, I thought I might as well have a go at one of these record yourself internet things. You'll get no nonsense from me though, so let's do this thing properly, eh? My name's John. Jonathan Jones. JJ, in the house. Well, obviously in the house. I just got in. I'm not an educated man, but I've been around the block enough. I'm on this thing to keep it proper real and tell it how it actually is. So, who the hell is Jonathan Jones then, I hear you ask? Well, I'm pretty well read on your Orwells and your Kerouacs. Bit of politics and rock stars, comedians' books and the like. No old nonsense or anything fruity though, you know. And no Harry Pothead wizards either. So, what do you do then? Well, that's what we all ask. For what it's worth, we all do something, even when we're apparently doing nothing. Myself? Well, I train for free at the University of Life and Hard Knocks. But forget that cliche nonsense. I'm a union rep at the local factory. Nothing special. I got the union gig from, well, having a big mouth, I suppose. Never causing trouble, but always having something to say. But you know, even when people have got nothing to say, they'll moan and talk and tweet. I'm Labour through and through. Cut me and I bleed red. But not this new Labour crowd with their spin doctors, which to me sounds like a washing machine engineer, you know, and their laptop war strategies and cronies. This town's never had much to offer, well, for the young ones especially. If they can get out, they usually do. And good luck to them, I say. Well, you don't want to come back maimed or in a wooden box, though, eh? Float you and sell you down the river, that lot. The family live here, on the estate. The whole family are all around here, and always have been, which can be nice or not, depending. You can't choose your family, but you can choose to move away, given the chance. And of course, the money. As I say, the lads in work and the girls in the office, they're all a good laugh. We have a good crack and work hard and play hard. Well, when we get the chance anyway. It's a nice home we've made of this house. We try to work the overtime to make sure that the kids want for nothing, even though they always want for everything. I try to avoid this nonsense of negative equity and credit cards and keeping up with the, well, not Joneses. Well, that's as you see, but you know what I'm saying. They say New Labour did away with boom and bust, didn't they? Or did the Tories just get on our tats too much? We know quite a few people around here, you could say. Good people, hard-working families, some who have lost their homes, you know, the way things are going. I say lost them, but they're still there, obviously. It's just that they've ended up in some B&B that's worse than a bloody halfway house, poor sods. But hey, this is supposed to be entertainment on the internet here. You don't need a kitchen sink drama, let's be honest. There are two sides to every story. For every decent family keeping up with the consumerism lie and ending up unhappy, there are the us and the them. Some around here, down the years, have fallen to the drink and the drugs. The cheap knocked-off ale and the happy, harmless gambling. Well, we're all trying to brighten our reality for a few pleasurable moments here and there. Some go to zoos, while others turn into animals. And the community pubs going hasn't helped either. Give me the local market over these hypermarkets any day. But hey, I love my job. Or should I say, career? Are our lot even allowed them? I'd like to think that you eventually get out what you put in. That's what keeps us going, right? Well, of course, that and a shed load of coffee, cigarettes and alcohol. They don't usually tell us on the shop floor anything at all. The lads just want to know if they can book a festival in for the summer, whatever that is, or whether they need to hammer the overtime while they still can. I don't play militant games with the management. Being a principled, striking, working class hero can be fine for some, but the bank manager still needs paying every month. So we work with the lads and the management. We ensure that the stock comes in and goes out of the door quickly, and we clock on another day. But it's hard to tell how bad it really is, or whether they just don't want to give us a pay rise again, whatever they are. They say the entire region is being hit. Village, town, city. On the news, there are rumours of riots on the streets, if you can believe anything they tell you. The bankers and the rich 1% have cocked up 90% of the economy, from what I've heard, whilst keeping 90% of the wealth. Well, you never see a poor banker or a bankrupt bookkeeper, come to think of it. So, I'm not a rocket scientist or a money man. Well, she takes care of the bills and everything. But apparently, the banks have gone bankrupt, wait for it, selling mortgages to people with the financial security of a, well, fish. And all sorts of banking pyramid schemes have come tumbling down. Meanwhile, them next door, the lad and the dad, both got let go from our place by the agency while they were still in negative equity. We don't talk as much as we did, and to make things worse, the banks have doubled the poor sod's mortgage rate, but won't lend it as the house isn't worth what it was. Meanwhile, the politicians have their sound bites and buzzwords on the TV and then swan off back to their moats. So yeah, you could say we all know each other around here. You wouldn't leave your front door open, though, or somebody will nick your flat screen. Ah well, remember this. When those coked-up bankers bring down the country, guess who is going to pick up the tab? Yeah, that's what we call shared responsibility, I believe. Sounds fair to me. So, there's been more poor sods being sent down the road at our place. As the union man, our office helps with ensuring that we protect as many of the lads and girls as we can. We ensure it's last in and first out. But of course, with the cost of redundancy, the bosses are only too willing to cooperate there, though. Well, fingers crossed we'll get through this blip. This is Great Britain, after all. Stiff upper lip, a stiff drink or ten, and we clock on for another day. So. The job's gone. I've gone. Up the road and down the Swanee. Between ourselves, I kept my nose clean. We aren't troublemakers. Well, never got caught anyway. We play the game and get it out of the door. Every working day. I met with the top brass. I mean, the big cheese, the managing director. You know it's serious when he leaves his seat. Well, unless he needs a toilet, obviously. He said, I'm a good boy, a good union man, could be relied upon in the past. He said I should use my payoff to think about my place in the world. We talked quickly about new paths, university, even volunteering with the town's politics people. When I woke up with a bad head, broken heart and blurry memory, they'd all gone. The lads. I can't afford uni bloody versity. It's not what we do, is it? I don't know anything anymore. Socialism? Consumerism? What's the point? What does it all mean? How am I honestly supposed to support my family? Can I change job? Career? Volunteer, maybe? Maybe I just need to have a word with myself. Wake up and smell the coffee. I'll need to put the kettle on and have a cig first, though. She's not happy. They're not happy. I said, don't worry. I'll get a job soon. Apparently, we've got 4 months for me to get another job. I've been thinking more of applying for this MA in politics course. But there's an interview even to be a flipping student now. I've been researching running for election and volunteering with the local MP and councillors online too. My course is less than a year, I think, and I only need £500 from my payoff, which I get back anyway if I win, or get at least 5% of the vote on the MP thing. Hey, if the UKIPs, Liberals and loony party types can get votes, a normal, decent bloke called John can get 5%, surely. Oh, I'm not sure if I mentioned. The factory went entirely in the end. Not just me. It's not a nice time to be in here. The work's gone. The town's gradually going down the toilet. And nobody seems to have anything to say about it. And that's coming from, supposedly, the gift of the gab. Me.
Welcome back. There is concern tonight regarding reports of plans to riot throughout the city centre, currently being orchestrated through various social media websites. Local police and the town's MP are said to be concerned people are...
No, we're all fine, honestly. She's just left to drop the kids off and take it, yeah? Right, be lucky. Oh, dear. Oh, bills, bills, bills and more bills. Hang on, what's this? Mr. Jonathan Jones, hey? Never heard of him. Oh dear. Oh. No texts, no messages, no credit. No kidding. Well, it won't dampen my spirits. God, it's freezing in here again. Where's that bloody laptop? Oh, you can never find anything in this dump of a... Oh, I'm sat on it. Oh, God, you can make a brew waiting for this thing to come on. Oh, I did. Cracking. Right then. Second podcast of Johnny Jones. Party, people! So, I'll be honest. Last time, I wasn't sure about courses and volunteering with a local MP and councillors and paying campaign fees and all that malarkey. With no job, I've been getting nothing but earache at home. Every time I'm telling the neighbours, mates from work, what was work, and the lads down the pubs that the town needs someone like us, they say someone like me. So, I'm using the £500 needed for a deposit to stand from my payoff. Hang on, this might be that letter, actually. I don't know. You know when you take a job for now and still there years later? This politics thing. After my union rep role, I don't know what the word is, but it's like purpose, you know? The lads in the pub were talking about this new girl who was a shoo-in for the next MP, the paper said. Never believe everything you read. But we were saying she's southern, an outsider, you know. That's the line of attack. Yeah, she's Labour in a Labour area, and our mate's passed on. But nothing set yet. Well, apart from my name on the gravestone, obviously. So we were saying, why not run alone? Well, I felt like Forrest Gump. Run as an independent, is the phrase. We can stop any loonies taking over the ward and run it in a proper old-school Labour way, you know, without the shackles of the new Labour cronies anyway. Easy. The union is back. In town! You hear of these dirty tricks campaigns on the telly and in the papers. Apparently, because my name is down properly as Jonathan, not John or JJ, all the others have hammered it on social media. It's my name, for God's sake. I'm not a posh southern polo player. I'm just a bloke who got finished from a factory. End of. So the plan is, I just talk about what's happening on the ground here, on the estate, in town. Us on localism versus them on populism. Sounds more soundbitey than they do, does that? Let's join them and beat them. At the end of the day, it's as simple as this. We are all losing our jobs and going through the same stuff. A bloke on the dole is a family in a hole. We've got onto the social media thing ourselves now, me and the lads. The ones I'm up against were mentioned badly in expensive scandals lately. Apparently as well, these lovely, well-to-do, educated lot don't like being asked about what they got up to in university. So we're going to be asking them all about that. In the rules of the game, I say balls to them. This is my hometown. But again, I don't know. This is what that lot do. Badly, sure. But they know how to get their faces out there. It's like they're in two places at once. Two-faced almost, I can't help thinking as well. Anyway, back to me letters. Oh, and there's an interview to the course. My money payoff runs out in 2 months. 8 weeks, she's telling me and the kids. The kids, the future of the town. A job, she asks. A reply would be nice. We're all in the same boat. This rival who is a shoo-in for the next MP job. My rival, then. She's young, clever, pretty, and has huge support. No pun intended. They've got backing with teams and leaflets and the actual leader and local mayor coming here for photos and that. Me and the lads just do what we can. We know everyone anyway, and they know us. So, we were in the pub, and who walks in but the Southern Softies, acting like she's normal and having a drink with friends and that. Well, I haven't got any reporters, lawyers or cameraman mates like. They offered us, me, I could join them in their campaign ASAP. They told me that there was a simple script though. Well, to me, it looked like something you give a robot in a call centre. Stick to the script and the party line and she will run away with it. The offer is on the table. Enjoy your evening, lads, she said. Well, the lads just laugh and check out her arse. I just see the cracks. I don't know whether I'm coming or going at this point. I'm dizzy. So I'll get another round in. I blink and her lot is gone. Like an SAS mission. In and out. Job done. So I'm back in the house. Nobody's in. And I'm thinking, I can't join her and get ahead. I'll be a number two. How would I make a difference? I'd just be making the numbers up, just liking work again. And she, in real life, is young and clever and sweet and has the gift of the gab to match. She's got it all sewn up. Cronies, finances, and the papers. But this is the thing here. She's asking everyone all sorts of questions. Oh, only the police usually do that around here. What's it like living around here? How is the family? How are you? What do you do? Well, she doesn't care. She just wants to win. When we're in the pubs and clubs and down the community centre, Sunday League football, well, we get it all. They trust me as one of them. Because I am. We've got it all. Drink, drugs, gambling, alcoholism, homelessness, food banks, payday loans, jobs, but rather the lack of. You don't need to go to Eton, and you certainly don't need a weatherman to tell you when a storm is brewing. It's everywhere. It's everyone. The unlucky, hard-working, honest, dishonest, this recession doesn't discriminate. The papers call it a narrative. They also say that society's broken. Yeah, as they show you the threatening bits of 18-year-old kids on page 3. Yeah, go figure. But the local paper sees this, and me, the gobby local lad who knows everyone. They're saying my policies are right. Well, I'm not even sure what my policies are. I just know we need a change. The paper thought I'd done my research well, name-checking everyone who's been affected by the local economy going to pot. Research? I just know these poor buggers. That's the thing around here. We've all lived here for years, generations. So nothing's a secret. Well, not for long anyway. What? You lost your job? Yeah, well, so did 80 other families here. Yeah, sad but true. That's what we need, though. Community. We pull together, like the union used to. You pick on one of us, you... Well, you regret it. I loved that job. Yeah, we all did. Just back from an interview with two average people in the area who might get me my 5% vote so I don't lose my £500 deposit. Nothing major, but the local paper and radio station were all over something on my flyers that I never thought 2 seconds about, to be honest. So, we got a discount on printing from the factory that is next to our old place. Yeah, we play pool with them over a pint every Sunday. So, me and the lads had our 10-point plan that we wrote on the back of a beer mat. My lucky number 7, by coincidence, got the media going. They said it would definitely sell more papers, which I hope means we'll get people to vote for us. Well, for me. Anyway, without sounding like one of them, it went like this. Manifesto point 7. I, Jonathan Jones, promise to refuse any pay rises as an MP and will donate half the salary to local charities. Well, her southern lot went straight on social media saying that I was obviously desperate. Well, I was, but not in that way. I want the job for public service, to service the people I'm talking about every week. I want to make a difference for the better, be it on cheap homes or just making sure that the park lights are on. Charities need all the help they can get after losing government funding, and nobody needs that kind of salary anyway. A living wage is all we ever ask for.
Stated that the economic climate, both locally and nationally, desperately needed to change, and quickly, saying that despite policies being drawn up, the feeling of hard-working families is still one of despair as they continue to...
I don't know. Great Britain seems to be getting grimmer by the day. Another couple we used to know are getting divorced. Someone I used to work with too. He's hit the bottle quite bad. He's a complete mess. Well, you can be a mess when you have a job. Take away purpose and money, and we soon lose, well, everything. Well, everything except hope. We just need that single spark, and the whole estate, town and country will be back on its feet again. Firing on all cylinders. Well, this is my hope anyway. He lost access to his kids, the poor fella. Now they've got nobody to look up to and nothing to look forward to. It's what I've been saying on the doorstep for weeks, months even. Everybody gets it now. We need to stop the rot before the town has another lost generation. So I've been knocking on doors with my team. I thought I knew everybody around here, but I'm getting to know more by the day. It's fantastic. Did you know that the average ward has about 5,000 houses? No, me neither. I'm now a lot healthier than I was. Walking miles each day. Healthy body, healthy mind, eh? It helps to get all the rubbish out of your body too. Health is a big thing when people have no money. What do you go for? Top-notch organic local or bog-off high-fat, high-sugar from Mozambique? The doorsteps have been amazing. The press coverage, well, I couldn't have asked for any more, and it feels like we now have momentum. The local businesses were suspicious of me at first, but seemed to understand that I'm no longer a union man or a factory worker. The gift of the gab is coming back with a vengeance. They all want to take me out to dinner to discuss the future. Grants, contracts, people I'm going to have access to, which is nice. I feel different. I think we can deliver on our promises. It isn't an ego thing like the Southern Girl. It's the people in this town. The kids, the homeless, the alcoholics, the drug addicts, the poor. Well, we'll see. The papers say I'm favourite to be elected, and I believe every word they say. They're waking up and smelling the coffee. Finally.
I am delighted that our policies on payday loans, jobs, homes, food banks and public health have convinced the people in our community to vote in such numbers. This landslide victory sends out a message of hope, one which I promise to deliver to you, the people. It saddens me to have seen so many of my local constituents and friends who have been adversely affected by such hard government cuts and reductions. So let us use this recent death of the poor union man and loyal Labour supporter as a wake-up call to those who say
that... A man named locally as John J.J. Jones was found dead today by a support worker from the homeless charity shelter in an area known to be regularly frequented by the homeless and those with mental, alcohol and drug problems. Suggestions that he froze to death after taking an overdose have so far been met with no comment from local police. The man, who was previously a union representative, is reported to have been a fantasist who sank into depression, alcohol, drug and gambling debts after having his work contract terminated for theft. A representative from the family also confirmed that he had been separated from his wife and children for several years and has asked for their privacy to be respected through this difficult time.
The Sea in Our Community was written by Paul M. Ismail and was performed by Martin Calcroft. It also featured the additional voices of Tom Wilson and Gemma Rickers. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons agreement. For more information and for further credits, visit us online at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.